From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Today in Washington, the 9/11 Commission released its final report.
It's also fair to say that on that September day, we were unprepared. We did not grasp the magnitude of a threat that had been gathering over a considerable period of time. As we detail in our report, this was a failure of policy, management, capability, and above all, a failure of imagination.
That was the chair of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane. Joining us now to talk about what's in the report is NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, you just heard Tom Kane say the most important failure was one of imagination. What does he mean by that?
Well, he basically was saying that leadership in the United States didn't understand the gravity of the threat. In other words, they had all of these resources at their disposal, but they really weren't directing them at Al-Qaeda. In fact, Richard Clark, the White House staffer who was in charge of counterterror policy under the Clinton and part of the Bush administration, asked the question a week before the 9/11 attacks, is Al-Qaeda a big deal? And he said government just hadn't decided yet whether that was the case or not.
And did the report single out any particular person for not preventing the attacks?
It definitely does not, and I think it goes out of its way not to blame anybody, not to place more blame with one administration over the other administration. It tries to sprinkle the blame around and put it in terms of institutional failures, and there's plenty of blame to go around. It blames Congress for not exercising proper oversight over the intelligence agencies. It blames the FBI for not sharing intelligence and developing an anti-terror capability, and of course blames the CIA for not taking aggressive action, even though it was officially at war with Al-Qaeda. It doesn't blame anybody. It doesn't really give any great credit to senior administration officials. It really gives most of the credit for doing what was done to, low-level people, if you will. I mean, average citizens, such as the people who forced Flight 93 to crash in Pennsylvania and not into the Capitol building.
And did the report say the attacks could have been prevented?
No, they definitely did not. And Chairman Kane said that, put it in these words. Let's hear what he said.
I think we actually have a clip from Lee Hamilton.
He's that's Lee Hamilton. I
vice
apologize.
Chair.
He's the vice chair of the commission. Let's hear what he said.
Okay.
We recommend significant changes in the organization of government. We know that the quality of the people is more important than the quality of the wiring diagrams. Good people can overcome bad structures. They should not have to.
So, Larry, what did the commission recommend?
Some things that we've already heard about, the creation of a national director of intelligence. This person would be just short of a member of the cabinet. It would report to the executive office of the president, would have a lot of power to coordinate intelligence policy and to also overcome some of the divisions in the intelligence community right now, particularly the divisions between the military and the civilian sides. Also, interestingly, it recommended the creation of a national counterterror center, and this is a bit of a criticism implicitly of the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, which is what the Bush administration created to bridge the gaps between the FBI and the CIA, for example. The National Counterterror Center that's recommended here would have much more operational authority to direct the FBI and the CIA to go do things. And finally, it recommends the formation of permanent committees in both houses of Congress. There's only a temporary committee right now in the House, and in the Senate, the power is sort of dispersed. It says that this issue is much too important for that.
Some of those recommendations have been leaking out for the last several days. What has been the reaction there in Washington?
I think already some people have begun to criticize the report, saying that it falls short because it doesn't blame anybody. And we had the same criticisms of the congressional inquiry, that nobody, no heads had rolled. Nobody had lost their job over this. Of course, the CIA director, George Tenet, resigned of his own accord, or maybe he was pushed out. We don't know. But I think a lot of people would like to see somebody have the blame put on them or see somebody take responsibility. And I think that a lot of people are trying to keep the partisanship out of this discussion. President Bush said this morning that he looks forward to reading this, digesting it slowly, and coming up with some new ideas, perhaps.
NPR's Larry Abramson in Washington. Thank you very much.
Thank you.